dirt table is open, and I think the bar is still open. So you can go and get some more drinks, and then eat lots more desserts, and then get some more drinks and desserts, and then like pass out and sleep all afternoon. Seems like a decent plan. So yeah, if I can have your attention, we'll just kind of finish up the conference here with a few remarks. You know, we have so many distinguished guests, and so many people, they came in late in the conference. I want to make sure you know all the people who are here. Adam Bartlett, the composer of the Seven Languages of Proverbs, right? The savior of the music of the Roman Rite, our period, is here with us. Please stand, Adam. Thank you for taking the time out. He came to Rushton on Friday just to be with us. So, there are no words at all to describe this week, so I won't even attempt it. But I've been to something like 7 colloquia, and I still feel like I have been personally transformed by this experience, by the liturgies, by meeting you, by just experiencing what we experienced here this week. There's nothing like it. You can really help by spreading the word. It's not easy to get the word out about this colloquium. You know that it's, I think all of you agree, it's far more spectacular than anything you ever expected to experience, right? So there are ways to promote this among your friends and colleagues to help other people come so they can be part of our community and experience this sort of familial environment, the special bond between us as singers that we feel. Don't we all feel the special bond, not only with those in this room, but all those in the history of the faith who have worked so hard for so little to bring beauty, that special musical beauty to the Roman Rite. There's some collegiality between us that's indescribable. I think all of us would feel this, I think all of our lives, having gone through this together. Let's bring more people together next year. Arlene at the business meeting announced the space next year is going to be in Indianapolis. The dates I don't quite remember. What's that?
Who's
going to
announce it again?
I ruined everything for Arlene. Well, you can announce the dates then. So, yeah, and so we need to get more people, and we can accommodate more, I think, next year. So, that'd be a good thing. We have wonderful things planned for the coming year. It's fascinating how this happens, but, you know, I just have some sense at the end of this week that the CMAA is sort of on an upswing in some way. You know, that we're going places, we're moving things, we're going into the next level. I think back to 1968, the year of the bankruptcy of the CMAA. When we were reduced to, you know, negative balance in the bank account. And we went through so many sad years. And now here things are flourishing, and God willing will continue to flourish. One big change I'm really excited about is that we changed the nature of membership. So instead of just being merely a subscription to sacred music, we have a new annual membership. So that we will send out, you know, at the end of the year, a kind of, you know, pep talk fundraising letter, and then an opportunity for you to join for the next year is $48. And joining, you know, you support everything that goes on here. Not just this event, but all the resources you use throughout the year, you know, that 150 chant books that we distribute free online, all the publications that we publish into the commons and distribute free online, the forum, which is just this unrelenting source of wisdom and knowledge and truth for the world of sacred music. And, you know, you also support things like the Chant Cafe, which is a blog of some note, I would say. So, and recently, the CMA and the CMA Imperium has acquired a new liturgical movement, which, so we're all very excited about this. This happened only 10 days ago or something like that, and we're seeing traffic up. And so we've got a year-round sort of pedagogy going on in the world of sacred music. So if you haven't joined the CMA, that means that you are not a member. And in some sense are outside the inner circle, the cadre, you know, the people who know what's what. So if you haven't joined, just consider everything that's gone on and everything that will go on throughout the year and write a check for $48 and give it to Bill Stoops or Bill Mark or to me, or don't give it to me, and give it to Arlene. And then you will feel a sense of, you know, profound belonging. I'm going to make one little pitch here. We have so many places to write for now. The Chan Cafe, and especially the New Liturgical Movement. If you feel, you know, there are many vacations in life, vocations in life. You know, you can feel a call to the priesthood, you can feel a call to, you know, to be a nun, to be, you know, married, lay person, that sort of thing. Or you can feel a call to be a blogger. There are many vocations. So if you feel this call to be a blogger, search deep within your heart and find it. You know, answer the call, come to me, talk to me. I would like to talk to you about the discipline of blogging and you know, various vows you have to take to be a blogger, probably obedience, you know, that sort of thing. So I'd like to roll you into the Chan Cafe as possibly adding to the commentary empire of the world of sacred music. Well, I will conclude my absurd remarks by introducing, I think, Arlene. She is standing and she's ready to announce the dates.
I fear that glib is used up once again. I just want to say thank you all for coming and taking the whole week and making the huge sacrifice. You're here, we're friends, we know each other, we have the internet presence, we have the forum. We will be talking all year long, and we hope to see you next year in Indianapolis, Indiana. We'll be at St. John the Evangelist Church, that's downtown, right across from the convention center. We'll be over there for the 4th of July. It will be June 30th through July 6th. So I don't think there are too many liturgical obligations that week. So I'm hoping you'll come, and it's gonna be a great year as well. Finally, I'd also like to thank, one more time, if we could all thank Monsignor Mayo and the cathedral staff here in Salt Lake City. Absolutely amazing. Melanie Malinka for making all of this music happen out here in the West. And I believe Father Paisley, our chaplain, is next. Thank you.
I would like to make special mention to someone who worked behind the scenes, who probably most of you didn't even know she was there. She was doing all types of things to keep it organized and flowing, and that's Arlene. Please stand up, Arlene. Now that you know that Monsignor has been transferred, I'm going to steal Arlene and take her back to New Jersey. I also want to give special mention to Arlene, because you know how much she puts in behind the scenes of all of this. Finally, all the priests at different times, we were all talking, and we want you to know how much it means for us, for all that you do. We know all the countless hours you put in, sometimes in tough situations, but you keep at it, and you do it for the glory of God, and you do it because He's given you this talent. So many times sitting up there on that altar, we would just get chills and listening to the music, being part of it. It's just so wonderful. And so I want you to know how much you have helped us as priests to be better priests because of what you do. And don't forget that. And I'd like to send you on your way with a blessing. Dominus vobiscum. Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus. Amen. Thank you, everyone. God bless.
One person who we have failed to thank thus far, though we all are very thankful, I would like to formally thank our chaplain, Father Robert Paisley, who is our head and mentor of all things liturgical and spiritual, and the amount of work that Father puts in not only here, but all through the year to make sure that this is the event and the occasion that we want it to be is absolutely unbelievable. Thank you, Father. And one more person who I would like to mention as well is William Riccio. Where are you, Bill? In the sanctuary, who makes everything beautiful all week long, EF and OF. Thank you to our MC, Bill Riccio. And then finally, Dr. Mark, William Mark, would like to make a few concluding remarks. Thank you again.
Pope Pius X said that the sacred liturgy must be sacred, beautiful, and universal, and sacred music as well. Sacred, beautiful, and universal. Our intent this week has been to show you and to incorporate you into the sacred and the beautiful. And we have, in fact, intentionally done some things that you might not be able to do at home, but rather that you could do here as a way of having an experience of the sacred and the beautiful. The sacred, particularly through the singing of the liturgy. The beautiful, particularly through everything about the liturgy that we've done. The music, the architecture, the vestments, and even the preaching. And so what you can take back with is a sense of the sacred and the beautiful that can be applied according to your own judgment in your own home situation. It may be that you'll only be able to introduce one piece of Gregorian chant in every Mass. What a difference that will make if there's just one piece of Gregorian chant to be heard every Sunday. Or maybe you can introduce the Latin Ordinary, or parts of the Latin Ordinary. Or maybe you can have more of the proper. Maybe you can introduce the propers in English. Maybe you can, in fact, get rid of one hymn and place a proper in its place. For everybody, that's going to be a different process, and it's up to your own judgment and probably your own diplomacy to get that to happen. But the interesting thing is, the three qualities are sacred, beautiful, and universal. We can, at this point, hardly claim that what we've done here is universal. Rather, it's a seed. It's a seed for you to take back and to aim for the universality of the beauty and the sacredness of sacred music. So I want to give thanks also to all of those who have helped in the organization, and especially to Arlene, who has done so much hard work to organize this conference. Likewise, to all of you who have performed so well and who have come at expense and distance to add to the beauty of the occasion. So thank you, and I hope we'll see you next year.
I will be very brief with just a few practical matters, in that all the lost and found items have now found their owners, except for the Gray's sweatshirt, which Harley has. Yes, absolutely.
I have my glasses.
Oh, and that's excellent that Dr. Brown has her glasses, which was actually a subject of much consternation over the course of the COVID global movement, but you may not have heard that. One last thing. So if you have any lost and items that you've lost, if you want to check at the hotel or check at the cathedral if you have time, because I do not have any more. And then I am leaving for the hotel in my rental car, which has 4 open seats. I'll be leaving in about 15 minutes. So if you need a ride to the airport, you're leaving soon, then come up and talk to me, and the first 4 people get a free ride. So there you go. Thank you very much.
It's impossible to end a conference like this, and truly it should never end. But how many people here know the beautiful chant, antiphon for Ave Maria?
Ave Maria.